Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before. On the Toddcast podcast.
You'll know MMA fighter Raquel Pennington, Rocky, as the UFC's newly crowned bantamweight champ. A record of 16-8, a 6-fight win streak, and you just got to watch her fight. She's ready for all comers and is one of the best in and out of the octagon. Raquel jumped a Zoom with us last year, and at the time, we talked about the hunt for the title, the grind and the discipline, the sacrifice that's needed to make it all come together. You can see the full video at Toddcast YouTube. She talks about how the women's fighting game has changed over the years, talked about seeing NSYNC in concert, COVID, and a mental reset and focus on family. We talked about the shows that we were both binge-watching at the time, sports she played as a kid, basketball, softball, volleyball, running cross-country. We talked about cheat foods, watching tape of opponents. And stop me if you've heard this before, Raquel shared the story of breaking her leg, getting nerve damage, and continuing to fight in MMA.
One of my worst injuries was actually before I fought Amanda, and I ended up breaking my leg and sustaining the nerve damage that I did. I barely avoided amputation, so life could have really changed there. And, I can't feel half of my leg. So it's like an interesting feeling, but like when it initially happened, I was already in an 18-month layoff, had major surgeries after the Misha Tate fight, and then they offered me the biggest fight of my career for the world title. And it was like, you know, I came back and then all of a sudden I ended up in that accident and I just pushed myself. And, you know, I mean, I fought and threw a broken hand. My last fight, I busted my hand and kept going. And, you know, I've done things, but this one was just one of a kind. And when Amanda kicked it in that first round, like, I was like, oh, something is really wrong. And I've never felt pain to that degree. So like, I really had to slow down and learn how to function with that. We had to get like the nerve conduction test. We had to do all kinds of stuff to my leg. I like lived in physical therapy. And it was just like, all right, like I need to take this thing like really serious and figure it out. And you know, they were worried about like drop foot, compartmental or compartment syndrome in my leg. Like there were so many things. My calf was like rolled up and they were like, if your calf is torn, like there's nothing we can do. We can't go back in there and sew it because that would basically be like trying to sew hamburger meat together. It doesn't work. And so like, yeah, I like that injury was, that was a rough one to try to come back from and like just trying to get like everything back. And, you know, I mean, with my leg tightening up, it created lower back issues. And so needless to say, all the stuff I've been doing since I was 5, I always joke with Tisha. I'm like, are you sure you want to like do this life with me? Because when I'm like, I'm 33, but she sees me on my time off and I'm just like a little old viejita. Like I'm griping and complaining. Everything hurts. And I'm like, are you sure you're going to want to do this? Because you're probably going to have to like wipe my ass at 60. Like,
rough on the body, right?
Stop me if you've heard this before. On the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.